Welcome to Fort Hood on Track. I'm Dave Larson. This week we'll head out to Belton and on to Fort Hood's golf course. But first, the Fort Hood community is encouraged to take an online behavioral health survey aimed at improving the quality of behavioral health care offered here at the Great Place. The survey is completely anonymous and takes less than 30 minutes to complete. The survey is administered by the U.S. Army Public Health Command. It will be available online now through July 10th at www.tinyurl.com/FH2014 Community Survey. Less than a week before Americans across the land celebrated the country's 238th birthday, the 1st Cavalry Division Band headed to Belton to celebrate at a God and Country concert. Staff Sergeant James Tapin has more.
Thousands gather at the University of Mary Hardin Baylor's Mayborn Center for a patriotic ensemble of music. The 1st Cav Band joined together with four local Central Texas choirs to create a perfect mix of instrument and voice. Senior instrumentalist for the 1st Cav Band, Sergeant Joseph Young, has performed in this concert three times now, but that doesn't mean he's immune to some pre-show butterflies.
Well, as far as butterflies go, I think the excitement for something like this, because we don't always get to work on a big scale like this with the community and different choirs, participating with them and playing for multiple cities, so certainly the excitement is a different type of high level of excitement.
Sergeant Young was not alone with this feeling of excitement. Barry Baxley, a San Marcos native, first attended the God and Country concert over 20 years ago. Today, he reflects on what makes this event so special.
Definitely am so impressed by the 1st Cavalry Division Band here today and the acoustics of the auditorium and all four of the most excellent choirs representing the Baptist churches here of the surrounding areas. And so it's really wonderful to be a part of the environment here and celebrating the freedom here for Bell County area. So it's a great opportunity.
As the final notes are played and this year's God and Country concert concludes, many feel it's officially time to get ready for Independence Day. Reporting from Belton, Texas, I'm Staff Sergeant James Tavitt, 1st Cavalry Division.
After the break, we'll head out to the links with the 7th Mobile Public Affairs Detachment, Sergeant Crystal Crawford. Stay tuned.
If you can't reduce something, reuse it. And if you can't reuse it, recycle it. Recycling means collecting, processing, and ultimately reusing materials that were once discarded. Your newspaper can be recycled into insulation, packing material, wrapping paper, and more newspaper. If you can't reduce something, reuse it. And if you can't reuse it, recycle it. Help to reduce, reuse, and recycle. Remember, every day you have the chance to make the great place greener. Go green!
I'm Ron Smalley with the Army Substance Abuse Program. Did you know, according to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, between midnight and 3 a.m., drunk driving crashes claim a life every 23 minutes. Fort Hood ASAP is committed to preventing traffic fatalities on and off the installation. Please drive sober or get pulled over. I'm Ron Smalley with the latest Did You Know.
Welcome back. Even a bad day on the golf course beats a good day on the old J.O.B. Troops from the 11th Signal Brigade spent the day at Fort Hood's Courses of Clear Creek to do just that. Sergeant Crystal Crawford has our final report.
The 11th Theater Tactical Signal Brigade held its annual Signal Scramble Golf Tournament at the Clear Creek Courses on Fort Hood. Command Sergeant Major John Ronquillo from the 62nd Expeditionary Signal Battalion explains how the event promotes esprit de corps.
All the signal leaders here on Fort Hood are getting together, sharing some stories together, getting out here and having a good time participating in the golf scramble today. It's good to have that competitive spirit with all the other individuals playing in this tournament.
The signal scramble wasn't just about playing golf. It gave an opportunity for signal leaders of Fort Hood to focus on team building and professional development. First Lieutenant Jarrell Mendoza, commander of the Intelligence and Support Company, 1st Cavalry Division, said this event encourages good relationships.
I think it's just great camaraderie just to, you know, recognize your fellow signal leaders and, you know, get to know them and, you know, try to reach out and see what type of opportunities we have in the future.
Army Sergeant Crystal Crawford, Fort Hood, Texas.
That's it for this week's edition. I'm Dave Larson. Fort Hood on Track is a production of Fort Hood Radio, part of the 3 Corps and Fort Hood Public Affairs Office.